This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Chris Albert here with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I'm talking to you on May 24th, 2019. And here's the thing. We're coming up on 6 months into 2019, halfway through the year. And what I want you to do right now is I want you to think back. I want you to think back to January 1st or even December 31st, 2018. And I want you to think about what you wanted. What did you tell yourself 2019 was going to be like? Did you get to your goals? Have you started working on your goals? Have you gotten anything accomplished? This is not to make you feel bad, but I want you to think about it. And I want you to think about if you did have goals, if you did have something that you wanted to do this year, I want you to think about what you could have done to make them happen and why you didn't do those things. Now, I'm not going to sit here like a hypocrite. There's a lot of things that I wanted to get done that I haven't gotten done yet. And I put some thought in today and yesterday into where I want to be and how I want the rest of this year to go. And I've done a lot this year. Don't get me wrong. We started a new business. We've been doing really well with it, but there's so much more that I want to get done. And like I've been talking to you about the past few weeks, one of the problems I think with setting goals is that a lot of times we set these high goals, but we don't have a real plan to get there. We set them to a point to where we don't know where to start, how to get going. And one of the problems with goals is that reaching them is a lag indicator, right? A lag indicator. It's a result of what you've already done. But what we don't put any thought into is thinking about the little things we got to do every single day to get there. The little things we got to do every single day to try to make that goal happen. You know, and if we don't put thought into it, guess what? Well, life happens. Life comes and it says, oh, you got goals? You got goals? Well, guess what? Not today, son. I'm going to take you and I'm going to put you somewhere else. I'm going to put your focus on that repair you got to make, or I'm going to put your focus on that boss that's going to give you a hard time, or I'm going to put your focus on problems you're having in your relationship. And it takes you away from actually focusing on doing those little things you need to do every single day to get to where you want to go. So what I want to talk to you about today is how I remind myself of what I got to do to get to where I want to go. And it's actually super simple. It's a thing I do every single morning. And essentially what I've done is I've created a document, right? And in this document, what I'll do is I write down all of basically my vision of where I want to go. So in the first section, and I'm going to read all this stuff off to you. The first section I have, it's called, who am I, right? And this, the title is called A Vision Document. And in the first section, it's called Who Am I? And I'll read it out to you. Who am I? Chris Albert is a highly respected marketer and business consultant. He and his partner, Virginia Charnocki, specialize in turning small coaching businesses into multi-million dollar companies. Chris and his wife, Shauna, live in Las Vegas, Nevada, in a beautiful open space townhouse. Chris and his partner, Virginia, make $20 million gross a year and $8 million profit from their business, Warrior Business, Inc. Additionally, they own three other businesses that include real estate investment companies and holding companies. Additionally, Chris and his wife are both active investors with $1.5 million on the market and growing. Chris is an active member of his community, and he works with local veterans to help them to find success through entrepreneurship. He's a respected broadcaster, and he is dedicated to fitness. Chris holds a purple belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Now, guess what, guys? None of that's happened. None of that has happened yet at all, right? The point is that I want to have it happen in the future. And so I wrote it down and I read it to myself out loud every single morning. Every single morning. Now, I know that sounds super hippy-dippy, sounds crazy, it sounds insane. But you know what? Every time since I've been reading it, I've been getting so much more done. Why? Because that vision is there for me to look at every morning. And I got to determine how close I'm going to get to it and how close I am to it now. And right now I got a lot of work to do, right? And then what I did in the next part of this document is I wrote down rules for myself, right? These are rules of how I want to live my life, okay? I'm going to read you rule one. Rule one. I spend at least 1 hour a day working on me, reading a book, learning, meditating, or planning my future, right? These are rules. I have to do this every day. Rule number two, I spend at least 90 minutes a day exercising, right? That's a rule. I got to get it in. Rule number three, I only put good fuel into my body, okay? Rule number four, I conduct myself with honor, regardless of what I'm doing. Rule number five, I do not spend my money on frivolous items. I save at least 35% of my income and I invest it. Rule number six, I work from a list, and every day before I leave work, I map out my list for the next day. Rule number seven, I wake up at the same time every day, 5 a.m. This makes me consistent in what I do and how I feel. Rule number eight, I start every day going over this routine. Breathing in mindfulness for 3 to 5 minutes, thinking and reading this document for 10 minutes, prayer 10 to 15 minutes, and then listing my objectives for the day and what I have to do. And from there, I either read or get into work. Okay. Rule number nine. Every week, I list down the following in my journal. The top 3 to 5 most valuable activities for the week. Learning, lessons, and corrections. A study list. What do I want to learn for that next week? And my gratitude. What am I grateful for? All right. Rule number 10. Every month, I list down the following in my journal. The top 7 to 10 most valuable activities for the month. Top learning, lessons, and corrections. Planning and reflection for the next 30 days. And then my gratitude. All right. And I also think of people I'm grateful for there. Right? People in my life who really make me happy. All right? And then from there, what I did is I created some affirmations. Now, again, affirmations, they're kind of controversial. Some people think they're a bunch of BS. I like them because they remind me of who I'm supposed to be. All right. So my first affirmation, I am an honorable man who follows a code. I do not play by the world's rules, but rather by the rules of God as he has laid them out before me throughout my life. All right. The next one. Though I am an honorable man, I am not a pushover. My strength is conveyed through my honor, and I stand up for what is right. The next one. I will succeed in whatever I do because I will outwork anyone and everyone to do so. I do not allow momentary defeats to trip me up. I keep going no matter what. All right. And then the next one. I think on a different level than most people, even those who are far smarter than I am. This is based more out of humility than pride. What's different about me is that I know what I do not know, and I am not afraid to admit it. The next one. I am comfortable getting paid large sums of money for what I do. I'm worth every penny of it. I can make people fortunes, and I can help them win whatever future they desire. Okay. The next one. I prosper in health, I prosper in finance, I prosper in love, and I prosper in business, all right? The next one, I am disciplined, organized, and I plan everything I do down to the small details. Nothing I do is random, and I do not waste my time on distraction. The next one, no one is better than me, no one. They simply know something that I do not know at the moment, and I will stop at nothing to learn what that is. Okay. The next one. I have the best business partner in the world. Virginia is an absolute machine, and I would go to war with her any day and all day. I will do everything I can to support her and allow her to thrive, right? Trying to support those who are around me, right? The next one. I'm a game changer for my clients, and it's my vocation to serve them. Whenever I'm with them, I show up. I will not tolerate half efforts. So I will only allow myself to bring out the best for them. Okay. And the next one. Warrior Business is the best company in the world at helping coaches to build multi-million dollar businesses. Full stop. There is no one else on the market who is willing to do what we will do to help our clients win. Okay. The next one. I am a Marine for life. The Corps did not just fashion me into a killing machine as outsiders would believe it. It has given me a code to live my life by, and I live my life for the glory of God and my fellow Marines. The Corps made me into a better man, a better partner, a kinder person, and above all, a better leader. Okay. The next one. I am not perfect, and I will never believe that I am. There will always be something to learn and something to get better at. I will never allow myself to fall down the dark path of complacency. Right? And then finally, my body is a literal temple. Regardless of my age, I will never allow myself to become physically incapable. Right? And then from there, at the bottom of the document, I list my goals out. Right. And most of my goals, here's the thing, guys, my goals aren't like what you would think. A lot of people, they just write down, all right, I'm going to make $1 million this year. Right. And I didn't want them to be like that. So I focus on the lead indicator. Okay. So what are my goals? The first one, and I'm just going to go through a few of these with you, but the first one is to become a master at predictable marketing. I will create a marketing system that will predictably bring in 20 clients per month, right? Again, the goal is focused on the lead indicator. What do I need to make happen in order for my overall goals to happen, right? The next one, to create the best client experience in business coaching in the world, right? Absolutely focused on that lead indicator. And that's how your goals should be. You know, don't focus on, oh, I want to lose 20 pounds this year or 30 pounds this year. Focus on what you got to do, right? Make a goal to get to the gym for 90 days in a row, right? Make a goal to save $500 a month, right? If you could do that and you break it down like that, imagine what you could accomplish. There's so much, right? So that's a document. It's really simple. I just put it up on a Microsoft Word document, just typed it out. I've also got pictures up there, pictures of the house I want to buy in Las Vegas, the purple belt for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, right? I'm still a white belt, but pictures of what I want, right? And again, you know, you can call me a hippie, you can call me whatever you want, right? This is something that has really improved my life. And if you want to start getting on your path, highly suggest that you try something like this. All right. So, like I said, it's 6 months into the year. Let's make something happen. Let's make this the year that you actually get something done. All right. It's all on you. Right. We could say what we want. We could complain about what we want. But at the end of the day, we're in control of our fate. All right. All right, guys. Well, that's what I got for this week. I want to thank you all for listening. All of you loyal listeners out there who listen to this show, who keep motivating me to keep publishing and keep putting things out there. Thank you so much. Big thank you to F-Bomb Nutrition, our amazing sponsor. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. Macadamia nut butters, they mix them up with chocolate, with sea salt, with pecan butter. So delicious. And, you know, you can take them anywhere. It's pretty much the only real portable high fat food that's out there. And they're sending boxes of this stuff over to troops on the front lines overseas. Great people. Ross and Kara run the company. You can get your first order of F-Bomb Nutrition's at a 20% discount if you head over to www.droppingfbomb.com. Use that code WarriorSoul at checkout and you'll get that 20% discount. I also want to mention that if you want to support the show, we've got some amazing things. Number one, we've got some awesome gear, awesome t-shirts. For those of you in the military or who are veterans, you will love these. Head over to warriorsoul.shop and you'll be able to find some awesome, awesome gear for your soul. All right. Number two, if you want to support the show, head over to iTunes, and this is completely free. Head over to iTunes, write us a written review. Really helps the show, really helps to spread the word about us, okay? Number three, if you want to support the show, just share an episode out with a friend. Share it out with a friend, and particularly somebody who might find use out of it. Right. And that's all we ask. Seriously. That's it. Right. Come on, guys. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you all. I love you all. I will be talking to you guys again very soon. Out.